Sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Sophia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Fraser Coast Mayor calls for families with children banned from unfenced camping in Kigari to stop dingo attacks. According to data from the Department of Environment, Science and Innovation, 9 out of 16 past high-risk dingo attacks this year have involved children under 17, and the latest incident involved a 4-year-old girl. The increasing dingo attacks have led Fraser Coast Mayor George Seymour to request the state government for families with kids under 12 to be restricted fenced-in zones on the island. Mayor George Seymour said, "I don't think it is an appropriate place for children to be given the number of attacks, the changing of nature of attacks, and the potential for fatality here." Cinnamon products sold in grocery stores across Queensland have been recalled due to a possible metal contamination. Cinnamon sticks and powder from Savan with a manufacturing date of April 2024 and a use-by date of April 2027 have been taken off the shelves by Akula Foods, Pty Ltd. Chemically contaminated food products can cause severe illness or injury if consumed. The consumers can return the products for a full refund. In national news, the federal government is said to introduce a charter of rights for airline customers to seek compensation for delays and cancellations. This initiative comes after several flight delays across the country due to several factors. It is set to be operational by 2026 and will be included in the upcoming aviation report. Transport Minister Catherine King emphasised too many Australians have been left out to dry when flights are cancelled or disrupted and it is impossibly complex to get compensation. The move aims to make it clearer for passengers to get compensation and reduce flight delays.
In national news, since the boom of e-scooters in 2020, there has been a spike in road rule violations by riders. Police in Canberra are issuing fines for people who violate specific rules such as not wearing a helmet or going over the speed limit. ACT Road Policing Superintendent Brian acknowledged, "While most riders comply with the road rules, there are a small number of those who don't." University of Canberra researchers are studying rider behaviour and the spike in the rule breaking and are offering recommendations to better police them. The ongoing research aims to further refine safety and user guidelines. In international news, rescuers are searching for 3 people trapped under the Tai Hai Railway tunnel after it collapsed during construction. The tunnel collapsed 4 kilometres from its entrance in Nakhon Ratchasima, trapping 2 Chinese workers and 1 Myanmar truck driver. The cause of the collapse is unknown as it was not raining at the time. Rescue workers are currently engaged in a continuous effort to dig out the tunnel and rescue the workers. As of the latest update, rescuers have yet to reach the workers and their state is still unknown. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with patchy fog throughout the morning. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website zzz.org.au/news.
Bye!